This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And from the St. Hubert Cathedral Annex here in coastal southern Alabama, welcome to the Outdoor Show. Another July weekend, and man, the fishing rodeos continue. If you haven't signed up for one, you'd like to. Got lots of details on some upcoming events over the next few weeks. Also have lots of reports from our field staff to help you locate and catch fish during this really big tide weekend. You know, these last few weeks have been what I would call typical Gulf Coast summer. You know, we got the real hot temperatures and it gets cooled off around midday, pop-up thunderstorms, south and southeasterly winds dominating. It's kind of so far what we expect here along the Gulf Coast. And if you got out into it and you had a successful report, love to hear about it. Share it with our listeners, and you can do that via our in-studio text line. That number is 504-260-1870. And we also appreciate your comments, your questions. Again, that number is 504-260-1870. Please include your name and where you're listening. Earlier this week, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Commission meeting was held. It was pretty lengthy. Had, 18 agenda items. Did you go in person or did you Zoom it? If you did, I'd like to hear your takeaways on the two most important items. One was the Pogie Boat bycatch report, and two, the results of the waterfowl hunter survey that's going to be used to set the dates, the zones, and splits for the next 5 years of waterfowl hunting. Got a comment on it? What do you think about the report? Have you had a chance to look at it? That's available in its entirety, and I got to tell you, it's pretty lengthy. It kind of gets in the weeds on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. You know, I'm not a claim to be a clairvoyant, but you don't have to be to predict what would happen this past July 4th weekend. And as I predicted on last week's show, there's a whole list of bad boys that were nailed during the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement's Operation Dry Water weekend. And we got more about that to come. Want to say hello and congratulations to our friends at Marsh and Bayou. You know, they've got the magazine, but they also have a retail store in Mandeville, which we've done this show there several times. They are celebrating 5 years in business. Their fifth-year anniversary, congratulations to Chris and Ben Tiblier. Stop by the store there in Mandeville. And by the way, they got a really special offer. For everyone who makes a purchase there, you'll qualify for a drawing for one of those ballistic MQ spinning reels. Boy, this is, we talk about state-of-the-art and technology. It's a $250 value, and for simply making any purchase, your name could be drawn. All right, we got those rodeos to talk about. Going to go over that study, some of the results, and what I took away from a very lengthy meeting on a report on the menhaden industry that's been long overdue. Would love to hear what you have to say about it. Taking a look at the weather forecast, if you headed out today, well, yeah, it's going to be hot, but remember those thunderstorms in the afternoon mostly will kind of cool you down. Offshore, boy, some ideal conditions. Light southerly wind, 5 to 10 knots, even better tomorrow, about 5K, maybe a 1 or 2 foot sea. And on the interior lakes and bays, you're going to find southwest winds, 5 knots, pretty light, not too bumpy out there. Big tide range, 2.0 is the average tide range, higher in some areas, lower in others, but that's about as wide a tide range we get along the Gulf Coast. Mississippi River's at 10.0 and falling. Rain chances, well, it's just the luck of the draw. It's 40% today, 60% tomorrow. Don't let fear of the forecast weather, rain, pop-up storms keep you from getting out there and getting in to what's been some great fishing. And you'll hear from some of our field reporters. We'll have Mike Gallo, Robbie Campos coming up in just a few minutes. Ryan Lambert down the tip of the boot. Got a paddler's report with Eric Mohabarak and a whole lot more. So stick around. You got it. You found it. You are tuned to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Network. Oh, yeah, when God created shrimp, he sure gave us a special gift, whether using them for bait or for meals. Love those shrimp, and boy, they're nice this year. Let's talk to Robbie Campo. He deals with them every day, scooping them out, counting them out for the fishermen down there. And, Robbie, I'm looking at the radar, and you guys look pretty clear right now, but I'm sure that's going to change. We have typical summer-type weather, man. We got pop-up storms just about every afternoon. Depends on it's hit and miss where you are. But, man, what a tide range we got right now. How's it shaping up for this morning?
Well, I'll tell you, Don, it fell out last night. I would be really worried about running that Spoils Canal this morning. If you know, you know. I'm gonna do like the Morris Bard sign. If you know, you know. When you get to the end of that thing, you better know where you're going, and it'd be bow down and gas on to make it across that pond, you know, that big lagoon on the end there, to get back up in the Spoils Canal again. I wish you know, the state would go there and dig that thing out and make a, you know, make a really deep channel for the boaters to use, because, you know, it wasn't up to us to put the rock dam. So they, you know, Congress put the rock dam, so they gave you alternate routes And that's what you got to go by. So maybe one day somebody will take the initiative and go dig that thing out or something. Take the bull by the horns and go do it. but I tell you, Don, it's been a pretty good week. We've seen a lot of fish caught this week. Whether you're fishing in the Sound, whether you're fishing in over the oyster reefs, it's just been good all around. It kind of slowed down a little bit here in the Lake Bourne area. I think, they lasted longer than I thought they were going to last in here. And they finally pushed their way out to go spawn or whatever they go do when they go to that outside edge. But you can't hardly buy a speckled trout in this inside anymore. They're catching some. It's just not what it was, last month. So, but most everybody is running out to Anastasia, the Rocks, and this time of the year, Don, we always talk about we're in the hot dog days of summer. Fish like to be cooler, just like you like to be cooler. So you got to start fishing a little bit deeper. I look at people the way they rig their poles when they come in, and all I hear is about the 12.5 and 11.5 inch fish. And I said, I'm looking at your rig. Have you tried fishing the bottom? Well, no, we didn't. Well, you got to go deeper. If you're going to fish over the marshes, you're typically going to, over the oyster reefs, you're going to have a lot of throwbacks in there anyway. A lot of white trout has showed up, even more than we talked about last week. They're pretty thick out there. And if you're not keeping them guys, you're missing the boat. Don, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, did you see the study that came from Wildlife Fisheries, what the pogie boat kills this past Thursday?
Yeah, I zoomed that entire lengthy meeting. It kind of got into the weeds. There was probably a lot more information than we needed, but there was some vital information that they pulled out. And I'm going to talk about a little later on in depth about my three takeaways that I came away from that meeting. But the industry, who pretty much funded the study, is kind of crowing about the results of it. They're pretty happy with it. But there's some things there that they kind of glossed over. And one of them is the amount of bycatch on the Atlantic croaker, white shrimp, and also the sand trout, the white trout. They according to their study, and I guess to get the results that they really desired in 2024, they probably altered their methodology in both gear and the techniques that they used to make it look better than it did in years prior. And I think it did. And I think they're working more and plan to do more to continue to decrease the take of red drum. But I would be more concerned about some of these other species, not only because they're recreational species, also because they're food, they're forage fish for some of the predator species. And man, they are pulling a lot of them out of there. I'm talking 8+ million croakers that they catch out of there. And, we all know what's going on with the croakers. I mean, you can't hardly find a croaker other than bait size these days.
Well, exactly. And I think that's some very alarming numbers, Don. And, and they say that the bycatch offshore is less than the bycatch that they, when they inshore. So if that's the case, well, the industry, their industry really needs to look at maybe pushing that like they did on the other side of the river. But I think that buffer zone, instead of being on the end of the short rocks, if there's more bycatch at the end of the short rocks, these guys need to be out maybe by the islands or maybe in that channel that runs from, across that big gully that runs across in the deeper water, if they say less bycatches in deeper water. So there's a lot of things that I think need to be looked at in this whole industry. Shrimpers get blamed, and I said, well, let me tell you something about shrimp trawls now. You have to have a ted in a shrimp net. A ted in a shrimp net's got a 30-inch hole in it, so on the top. So a lot of fish get out of that ted. And then on top of that, it's optional, but a lot of fishermen do it. They put a bird in it. It's called a bird. It's a little metal triangular-looking device, and it lets the bycatch out. And you look, shrimpers don't want the fish, okay? They don't want to catch bycatch. They want to get rid of all of that stuff, stingrays, batfish, whatever. And all that stuff, you know, goes out of a turtle shoot. It goes out of a ted. And the little fish swim, and they get out of that bird. It's called a bycatch reduction device. And it's a little, it's only about maybe a foot and a half long, maybe a foot long. It's a little triangle-looking thing that goes in the net. And we use them in our nets from time to time when the fish are bad. And it does let them out. So, you know, we had way more shrimpers in the 70s than we have now. We only have a handful of shrimpers now. So, you know, with the price of diesel and people getting out of the business and so forth and so on, so we can't blame this on solely on shrimpers. You know, this industry has to be looked at as, you know, 140 to 150 million other fish that they kill besides that staggering numbers. I don't care who you are, whether it's white trout, croakers, or spots, or you know, red drum, that besides the speckled trout, that's a lot of fish to be killed. And if it does go through that sucking machine, it goes through the grinder and goes and makes and turns into meal. So, you know, their bycatch was increased to 250,000 pounds on them boats, and those boats hold over. People really don't know what these boats hold. They hold over 1 million pounds of fish in them. So, you know, and this is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and we know they're politically connected, and we know they got lobbyists on the Senate floor. But you know, the politicians work for us, Don. We the people hire these guys. So when we vote for them, we hire them, and they should listen to us. They should listen to their constituents, and something has to be done.
Well, I'm going to get into this later on, but two of the really glaring things I saw, this was a big, comprehensive, very expensive study, and guess what they did not include in it? The amount of bycatch according to the depth of the water. They were asked about it later, and one of the biologists said, yeah, well, I guess we could run a line and we could do that. I mean, that was the whole point of the argument. How far offshore should they be allowed to net? And none of that was included in the study as far as the ratio of what the bycatch is at a certain depth as opposed to another. So they say they can still do that, and they plan on getting some of that. That's another thing. And, of course, like you mentioned, the release, there's a tremendous increase in the survival rate of the bycatch if they do it at a point called rollover, where they take it directly out of the net before it goes into that suction hose and goes up into the vessel. Because once it gets in there, it ain't good. You're talking about a 2% survival rate coming out of there, but you know, it's much higher. It's like 84-85%. But again, that's like what the shrimpers are doing, going through the device that allows them to escape, the turtles and the bycatch from the fish from the birds. So the matter of the technique they use can determine a lot of the survivability of the fish. One of the other things that they didn't point out, they point out that the recreational fishermen take 96% of the red drum that are removed from the Gulf, and they're only taking less than 4%. But that less than 4% they're taking, guess what most of those fish are? They're the big spawners.
All layers.
They're the ones that 100% of the recreational fishermen are no longer allowed to keep. So they didn't really take that into consideration. They took out of the survey, the study, what benefits them. So there's still some questions to be answered about it. We're going to get a lot more into it. But thanks for bringing it up and your attention to it. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, all right, Don. Well, if you're coming down this morning, the tanks are full, and you want to catch some live shrimp, and you come on down to Campos and hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We're here waiting on you. We got a full crew here waiting, and they up there waiting on me to get back up there. everybody's out there scrambling. So if you know you come and fish and come on down and see us,
and get that star ticket too. Don't forget that. Still going.
Oh
on.
Yeah, get your star ticket. Oh yeah, absolutely. You got to have that. Got to have.
See
that.
You later, Rob. Thank
guy.
You, bud.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Don't be that guy. We already got a few of those guys. All right. Coming back after this, going to talk more about what went on at the Department of Wildlife and Fishery Commission meeting. Have you seen the survey on the menhaden industry, the study that was done in 2024, last year, what the results are, what it could mean? Love to hear from you. Shoot us a text, 504-260-1870. We're back right after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, checking in on text messages. Let's see what our text messages have here. We got Michael from Mobile Bay. He's heading out right now to do a little fishing over here on the Alabama coast. Our friend Wingbone, the turkey Wingbone caller, is up and early this morning in Wilmer. And we got the backstrap stacker. He's making a trip to the camp, knock down a little grass, and fill some of those protein feeders. Hot and wet up here today. Yeah, that's going to be the case in a lot of areas. And an Ohio listener says, wow, it's Saturday. I thought it was Friday, expecting to hear the news. My heart leapt when I heard Charlie McDaniels, a robust and sultry good morning from Ohio, y'all. Well, it's not Charlie McDaniels. There's a Charlie Daniels and there's a Mel McDaniel. Mel McDaniel is the one who does Louisiana Saturday Night. All right, well, we got some stuff going on with fishing rodeos. I got to tell you about a special event taking place at one of the rodeos today. It's called the Blue Boat Boot Rodeo. This is in honor of a couple that put this together that lost their child to a drowning accident, and they're raising funds for child safety. And it's called the Blue Boot Rodeo, and it's held down at Grand Isle at the Grand Isle Marina. And today, between 3 and 5 at the Tarpon Pavilion, you can meet and get autographs from several of the LSU NCAA baseball national champions. I'm talking about Josh Pearson, the outfielder, Kasan Evans, the pitcher, Jake Brown, another outfielder, Dalton Beck, pitcher DJ Primo, pitcher Jaden Newt, and pitcher Gavin Guidry. They'll all be there, lined up, ready to sign autographs for you, so bring something you would like for them to sign at the Blue Boot Rodeo taking place in Grand Isle. Very, very worthwhile event. We also have the 92nd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo coming up. That's going to be July 17th through the 20th. That rodeo is headquartered on Dauphin Island. This is a huge rodeo. They're talking about somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 fish coming to the scales each year, and they're competing for about $1 million in cash and prizes, including a beautiful Contender 26-foot bay boat with a Yamaha 250. And this year, you know, they brought back the shark species, and it's created a lot of excitement. They had one that came in a couple years ago. I remember it was over a 1,000-pound tiger shark that not only did it break the rodeo record, but also the Alabama state record. So even if you're not fishing in that particular event, there's always a lot of sights going on at the weigh station. And you need to get your tickets before next Friday at 5 a.m. That's when it starts. And have good luck in the 92nd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo, that one's scheduled for the 24th through the 26th at the end of this month. Again, it's going to be at that Tarpon Rodeo Pavilion in Grand Isle. Activities go on from Thursday, and they've got the Children's Crab Race, which is always really popular. Scales will be open for the children and the adult divisions. Got divisions for just about every fish that swims. And continues on Friday, and next that'll be Saturday the 26th. And it goes on all the way till the 8:30 p.m. Saturday night rodeo award presentation. And they do that grand prize drawing. So lots of stuff going on there. And then we have, if you were tuned in last week, we talked to our friend Mitch Juricich at Delta Marina, the 75th Annual Empire South Pass Tarpon Rodeo. That's also going to be July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd. That one will be at the Empire Boat Harbor. And if you like big money tournaments, the Mobile Bay Big Game Fish Club has their Billfish Unlimited Tournament scheduled July 31st through August 3rd. It's at the dock there at Orange Beach. That's the one where they compete for some huge, huge prizes catching those billfish. So lots of activity going on and things to get involved with along the Gulf Coast. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and kind of recap, if you missed it, what went on at the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries commission meeting that took place this past Tuesday. I was there in by Zoom, and it's something you can do if you have access to the Internet. You can, instead of having to drive to Baton Rouge and sit through the meeting, you can Zoom it and take in the agenda items you're interested in. Had a couple of very important ones, one dealing with the waterfowl seasons that will be set, not this season, but for the next five after that, and also the results of presentation on the menhaden industry study that was done during 2024, and I got some comments about it. Hope to hear some from you, too. We'll be back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. I wanted to alert those of you in the Lake Maurepas area that are concerned about the planned carbon caption project that's going to be there, where they want to pump carbon dioxide and store it underneath Lake Maurepas. There's going to be a public hearing, a town hall meeting on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Lions Club in Ponchatoula. There's going to be a lot of state representatives there listening to that presentation and discussion about that program. I know a lot of you, it's a controversial project and have voiced your opinions about it. There's going to be an official meeting where you can learn more and have some input at 6:30 Tuesday at the Lions Club in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. All right, we got a quick 10-second pause, and we come back and tell you about some of the things that went on at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting. Something very important. We'll be back to do that, but first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Item number 7 on the Department of Wildlife and Fishery Commission agenda this past meeting this week dealt with the annual Tofield Bourgeois Memorial Award, and it was at this time on Saturday morning for decades. Captain Tofield would share his fishing technique and his information, his data that he'd acquired, and also has his great sense of humor on this program. And this award has been sponsored by the Louisiana Charter Boat Association, and it is presented to the Louisiana Wildlife and Fishery Enforcement Agent who best exemplifies the mission with regard to professional charter captain's protection. And it was named in honor of Tofield. It's actually called the Tofield Bourgeois Memorial Award. On hand to make that presentation was the Charter Boat Association Director Richard Fisher. And it was presented to Senior Agent Dustin Barton. And he chose to make a $1,000 donation to the Kerr County Relief Fund. And you know what that's all about in Texas. Those people there are going through some extremely tough times and some devastation, and that was very generous of Agent Barton to make that donation in their name. They also had an enforcement report, total of 1,481 violations in the month of June. Some of those were given warnings instead of citations, but that's a whole lot of busy work. In fact, they were very busy last weekend during that 4th of July weekend, and we'll talk more about that. Something else that went on, one of the items, the way the waterfowl seasons work with the flyway, the feds give you kind of a framework, and then the states have some latitude in how they want to set their splits and their dates, their zones. And there was a hunter survey that was sent out to all the people who had HIP permits and said that they hunted waterfowl. And the number that responded was very small. I think it was a total of about 8,000. And I had told you you'd be getting it and to please participate in it. Because if you don't participate, you can't really gripe if you're not happy with what happened because you had a chance to have some say-so. Well, they gave the results of that hunter survey, and I think they're going to pretty much go with what the majority of the hunters in Louisiana requested. And I'm going to talk more about that when we get Ryan Lambert on because I know he was very vocal about changing the way that we set up the zones because down along the coast, where you hunt tides, it certainly affects the number of days that you get. Anyway, we'll tell you the results of that survey. And also, when we come back after this new break, I'm going to get into the study that was presented at the commission meeting by the two biologists who put this thing together with regard to the menhaden industry and their bycatch results. We'll be back to talk about that. If you were there or you have an opinion on it, text us 504-260-1870 where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the menhaden industry, very, very controversial industry. You know, we all remember the lost nets, the broken nets, the torn nets with thousands of floating bull redfish and putting in some regulations on the distances that they'd be allowed to operate off the coast of Louisiana. And they called for a study. The legislature demanded in the Wildlife and Fisheries. Well, that study was done over 2024, and the industry is pretty happy with some of the results. What they say are some of the key findings, that the redfish bycatch is minimal. They accounted for 30,142 redfish mortalities, which represents about 3.4% of everything that is removed by the state. The other 96.6% would go to the recreational fishermen. One of my concerns would be, yeah, but the third 3.4 are pretty much all spawners. They're taking in the big red drum. They also said there's some high survival rates on red drum that are released. 44,593 of those, about 84%, will release if they use the rollover method, what I'll talk about in a minute, and just 2%, a very low survival rate for those that make it into the chute. I came away from what was a very, very deep in the weeds presentation, went on for well over an hour and a half. One of the things was, and I think they kind of glossed over this, was the croaker take. Had no idea that, you know, it was mostly unknown bycatch mortality of croakers, and the industry could be what they're doing, a major contributing factor to the demise of large offshore croakers. Following a listener request on this show, I did some research on what the croaker status was, and believe me, there's not much out there. What is there is outdated. It's only on pretty much a Gulf-wide basis, not a state-by-state for the most part. And a biologist told me that it's not a species they are required to do a stock assessment. I think they should be, and it's not likely to become one. It's kind of like a forgotten, written-off species, at least for recreationals, and that's shameful. The take that they observed that they took in 2024 was 80.5 million croakers, and that's a lot of croakers. And if you look at my research that I did, I showed a graph of how many recreational croakers were caught from 1981 to 2015. So this data is now 10 years old. But it went from a high of 3.5 million croakers being caught in 1983 to 2015, where it was less than 250,000. That is a drastic drop, 3.5 million to 250,000. And I would venture to say it's continued because it's a straight line graph going downhill that over these last 10 years, it's even less. So I think they need to pay some attention, do a stock assessment on the croakers, and maybe try to figure out a way for this industry to do more live release on croakers. They did pretty much the study on the red drum was pretty comprehensive, although they did miss a couple of things, like the spawners are the ones that they're taking, and also about the methodology of the release. One of the other things that I think it failed to do, and to provide what I thought would have been the most significant data it should have, and that was a lack of the correlation between the bycatch by species and the mortality rates based on the distances they operate from the coastline. That's the very regulatory issue the compromise argument is all based on, and yet they didn't have that. They said they can get it pretty easy by graphing out the depths of the water and the distances from the shoreline, and we'll see if a follow-up study on that comes out. The third thing that I saw was the biggest opportunity to reduce the bycatch is to shift the release protocol from chutes after being chutes. When they go through a chute, they've already been sucked through the pipe from the net. The survival rate there coming out of that chute is 2%. It's very, very low. The other type that they do is called rollover release. And what that is they showed it on video. They pull in the net in on the circle boats, and they basically roll the fish over directly out of the net. And the survival rate on those fish, and they took some of those fish and kept them and studied them and tagged them and documented how well they survived. And it was a pretty comprehensive study. I think it was accurate. 84% that were released out of the rollover were survived. So by increasing the methodology, now, prior to 2024, who knows what percentage of the fish went into the chute and what percentage of the fish were in released directly from the net. It's more labor-intensive, and I think they probably would not choose to do it that way. But I think that by increasing that, and not just for the red drum species, I'm talking about for the black drum and also for the croakers, if they could possibly do that. Very, very difficult to release croakers in a rollover method. But anyway, 83% for redfish, 87% for black drum, and 73% for sail gaff top catfish would be the survival rate using the rollover. Conversely, the chute survival was only 2% for the redfish, 2% for black drum, and 40% for gaff top. So if they can continue to increase that, they've also got some new equipment, things that will kind of filter out the fish from going through the suction into the tube, they can increase the amount of live release even more. And I think there's an effort on the industry. They realize that, you know, the gun is on them, and they've got to improve their numbers if they're going to survive. But they're pretty happy with what they saw. But I still think there's some more improvements they can do and some questions. You know, the white trout is another one, 24.7 million pounds of sand trout or sea trout, white trout, whatever you want to call them, and 5.7 million white shrimp were also caught as bycatch in the net. So the saga goes on, it continues, and if you want to see it, go to their Wildlife and Fisheries website, and you can find the complete and entire study there, and maybe have your own opinion on what you think needs to be done with it, if anything. All right, coming back after this, we'll talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter, get a report on a very busy area rodeo-wise this month. We're talking about Grand Isle. He's in the middle of it, and he's back with us right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's get a little outdoors fishing, more specifically, from Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com, down on the island. Darrell, I know it's busy time down there. How's the fishing been this week?
You know, Don, I think we're starting to see a direct correlation to the fishing. And, you know, we talked about how Monday through Thursday has been pretty good, been pretty great. But then when you look at increased boat traffic on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on it, it starts pushing the fish down a lot. I mean, breaking them up a lot. But all week long, it's been pretty good. Like I said, Monday is about 7:30. But that wind's blowing pretty good here this morning. But, you know, as the week went on, it, you know, 2 or 3 days in a row, just to go and stay with the inconsistency thing, 2 or 3 days in a row, it was limits, real easy limits on the beach, quick and easy early in the morning. And then all of a sudden you go back day three, and boom, the fish have disappeared. Nothing's changed meteorology-wise. I mean, sure, we were coming up on a full moon. The wind was great. Tides were great. Just the fish just moved. They disappeared on us. So you've got to, you know, on those days, you've got to run around and hunt and look. They're still real heavy on the croakers and pinfish. However, you're starting to see a little bit of a switch back to the shrimp. They're, a lot of the fish you're catching, even though you're catching with crocus and pinfish, are coming up with shrimp hoochers hanging out of the mouth. They are going deeper. We're seeing a whole lot more action on the Carolina rigs and the bottom jigs. So early in the morning, you still got a lot of good cork action, but once that sun comes up, gets bright, gets hot, then we are seeing that the fish are going deeper and your Carolina rigs produce more. And you're, like I said, you're just having to move around a lot. A lot of good sized trout and a lot of mixed in. If you get in the marsh, a lot of the throwbacks, a lot of the 12-inch trout stuff that, man, you just shake your head and say, man, a year ago you'd have been mine, right? but a lot of white trout are showing up, some good sized white trout too, especially if you're on the beach. Haven't seen a whole lot of the Atlantic whiting this year. They were real, real thick and real big last year, but we haven't seen a whole lot of them. I wonder how many of them popped up in that study, or even if they even documented any of that. But I mean, man, look, the weather's great. It's getting hot in the middle of the day, but putting together some really good fishing trips and making some really good memories.
Very good. Darryl, have you had a chance to look at the study? I know you're busy this time of the year, and, you know, I wish they would hold those commission meetings in the evenings. You know, they do it 9:30 on a weekday morning, and it's hard for people even to Zoom it because most people are working during the week.
Yeah, I've had a chance to look at some of the study, and like you, in fact, you and I were texting earlier this week. What really threw me off that I was not prepared to see, it was not looking to see, was the amount of white shrimp and croaker that were destroyed in it. And then again, like I said, I'm wondering about, were there other species that they didn't document, such as the Atlantic whiting, you know, the channel body. It's just, man, that's a lot. That's a lot of shrimp. That's a lot of fish. And I bet you that study that you were talking about the catch of the croakers, I bet you if you start looking at the regulations as to when other states started banning the pokey boats and pushed all of their catch almost off of the Louisiana coast, I bet you that decline in the croaker, knowing now what their bycatch numbers are, I bet you that decline correlates directly with that.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And, you know, I don't know how they could address that because if they use that rollover method, and I'm sure they up to this point, and they probably didn't because it's more labor intensive, but the increased survival rate is dramatic. But how you would do that with smaller fish like the croakers and, you know, the striped mullet and even speckled trout, you know, it'd be hard to do that. So, I don't know, but they also claim that, you know, by law they're allowed a certain percent, I believe it's 5% of a bycatch of all species, and they claim that this study showed they're about 3.4, so they're well under as far as what they're allowed to keep as bycatch.
Well, but Don, what you got to correlate those numbers to, or what you got to put those numbers into perspective, they're allowed up to that 5% of bycatch, but it's only taking place off of Louisiana's coast. I mean, just about every other state in the Gulf has shut them down, has moved them off of their coast. So all of the effort now is concentrated off of Louisiana's coast. So as 5% of what? 5% of 10 million pounds or 5% of 100 million pounds that they're harvesting? And that's where the disturbing part is they're all, it's all concentrated right here.
Good point. Well, it'll go on, and hopefully they can get some numbers on, you know, identifying the bycatch by distance and by water depth, which the study didn't do, although the study took in a lot of other things, but that was one sin of omission is what I'll call it. Darryl, I'm going to let you get back to fishing, but if somebody wants to go with you, tell them how to get you.
Well, they can find me on your website at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. They can find me at realstreamers.com, or they can pick up the phone at 255-927 6288. And Don, this weekend we're concentrating on the bait business a little bit. In fact, we're Ubering bait around right now.
Good deal. Thanks a lot for the report as always, Darryl. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Don. Bye bye.
There he goes. All right, coming up after the top of the hour break, and we'll check in with Captains Mike Gallo, Eric Mohabarak, and Ryan Lambert, get some fishing reports, and your text messages are welcome, 504-260-1870. It's what we do every Saturday morning on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.